This is Dakota Datebook for May 26th. Ranching has been a part of the landscape and economy of Western North Dakota since territorial days. Today, family ranching operations still carry on a cowboy culture that traces back to the woolly Wild West. One club that is still strong in its 56th year is the 50 Years in the Saddle Club, formed on this date in 1957. On that May afternoon in Newtown, 22 ranchers who had worked with cattle since at least 1907 gathered to form a club to meet annually to preserve the traditions and memories of their ranching life. According to the May 30th, 1957 issue of the Newtown News and Saanich Sentinel, the men gathered in the M&M Cafe with Angus Kennedy and Fred LaRoque hosting the gathering. LaRoque was elected president of the club and Kennedy vice president. The average age of the attendees was 65, with the oldest member 89. They were from Dickinson, Newtown, Watford City, Tioga, Minot, Keene, and Charleston in North Dakota, and Chinook in Montana. The members expressed the desire to attend the North Dakota Stockmen's Convention that June, since six of those present were among the founding members of the Stockmen's Association. In 1958, the members of 50 Years in the Saddle voted to induct 17 old-timers as honorary members, including Usher Burdick. In 1961, Watford City became the club's headquarters, where they still meet. From its humble beginnings in a local cafe, the club has grown. In 1980, women were included as members. A person had to be at least 55 years old and had to work with livestock for their livelihoods. From the original 22 members, the club has grown to over 500. The club was inducted into the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame under the Special Achievement category in 2009, and several of its members are also inductees into the hall. The club published 4 volumes on Western North Dakota history. It has also erected benches, plaques, and historical markers to chronicle the history of the region. They actively support 4-H by providing trophies. With ranching still a part of the agricultural sector of North Dakota, the future of the 50 Years in the Saddle Club shouldn't be riding off into the sunset anytime soon. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Daniel Sauerwine. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.